Vamos al mambo. Hoy es marzo 27, 2024. Another Wise Woman Wednesday. Today for my bilingual baddies is March 27th, 2024. Actually, I'm lying. What am I saying? I said I was gonna release a new episode on Friday. Oh Lord, have mercy, please help me. Scratch that whole entire intro that I just said. Let's start off by reading a card from the 101 Blessings to brighten your day and uplift your soul. Promises from God to women. The sun shines brighter and the flowers smell better just because I thought of you. God's love and kindness will shine upon us like the sun that rises in the sky. Luke 1:78. Today, I'm going to start off by giving off the recommendation first. If you're looking for a book to read, you should go check out the book that is called, see if you hear a bus in the background, it's a school bus, it's early. I like to record these episodes early so that I can do everything that I need to do before my children get home later on in the afternoon. And once kids start coming home, like around 2 o'clock, you're gonna hear the bus honking, running, laughing, yelling, and I'm trying to give the best audio that I can, not because anyone asked me to, but because I want to. I like to be organized, and I like to give the best that I can for anything that I do. I like to put my best foot forward and give myself grace and mercy if things don't work out the way I want them to, but I know that I give it my all. So if you're looking for a book to read, I'm recommending a book called Atomic Habits, An Easy Way to Prove. I'm going to repeat that again. The book is called Atomic Habits, An Easy and Proven Way to Build Good Habits and Break Bad Ones by James Clear. You can get this book on Amazon. I'm pretty sure you can get it anywhere else, but the books that I recommend to you guys, I got them from Amazon. I've never gotten any books from Barnes & Noble. The only thing I got from Barnes & Noble was those cards to read that I read every week, that I try to read every week. Sometimes I forget. If I don't write it down, it gets forgotten. So everything that I'm saying right now is because it's written on a piece of paper for me to discuss. So hopefully you get to check out that book. It has 5 stars in Amazon, which means people like it. It has 125,309 reviews. Go check it out. Go check it out for yourself. Do your research. Do your research. Oh, popcorn reading. Do your research. Check out if that book could be of a benefit to you. Now, today I would like to discuss, right? When you do things that create, what is it that I'm trying to say? Let me start that over. Creating habits is not as easy as people make it sound. I know that it's easier said than done. I have said that I've started managing my mental health in February 2023. We're in March 2024. So I have made progress 1% each day. I mentioned this in the last episode. I have made progress 1% every single day. When you do this and you get to the goal, you will know it is rooted in substance and who you want to be when you get there, and maintain it when you get it. Honoring the process of growth. What is always nearby but never arrives? Tomorrow. If you treat your success like that, you will always be prepared and you will never arrive before you get there. Always be doing the work. Fall in love with the process. So when you get the opportunity, you don't temporarily fail. Get 1% better every day. Create a daily habit for 20 minutes. I can say this for my own personal experience. I started creating habits in February of 2023. I decided to do my outlets. You guys have heard me say time and time again that I like to color, I like to read, I like to journal, I like to read manga, watch anime, watch any series on Netflix, watch ASMR on YouTube. I try to do as much as I can to improve my mental health. So when my mental health is improving, then the rest of my life follows, right? I have created my 20-minute habits for a long time now. I'm in a habit now. I'm in a routine. On the days that I am unable to complete my outlets, I feel odd. I feel strange. I feel like something is missing. And it's, you don't have to do this at the start of your day. You can do it whenever you want. Take 20 minutes to yourself. Go on a 20-minute walk. Meditate for 20 minutes. You don't have to follow my exact outlets. Build your own routine. Create your own habits. It could be literally anything. Like I said, a 20-minute walk. Or listen to a podcast for 20 minutes. And it doesn't have to be my podcast. I'm just giving a suggestion. You can listen to videos on YouTube. You can watch videos for 20 minutes giving you affirmations about how you're strong, how you're beautiful, how you're powerful, how you can do it. Something positive at any point of your day. You can try to do this perhaps when you're having a terrible time, the lowest of the lowest times, the darkest of the darkest time. You can decide to say, let me look for something positive to listen to or something positive to watch. Not because your emotions at the time are not valid, but because we're trying to work through each emotion. We're not letting one emotion park themselves in our life permanently, day in and day out. I'm not saying you need to be happy 24/7. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you need to work through all your emotions. So when you're having a bad, instead of having a bad day, you can look at it as a bad moment. You see how you're reducing it? Before, I was a person that would think, I'm having a bad day. I'm having a bad week. I'm having a bad month. I've changed my mindset. I've rerouted my mind, rerouted. English is my second language, so you're just going to have to put up with me butchering words here and there. I've created a habit. And I used to be a very negative thinking person, a very pessimistic looking thinking person. And I know this because my mom and my sister, sometimes any subject that they knew was gonna trigger me, they would avoid completely. Because they knew that if they mentioned it one time, I was gonna go on a rant and get angry and literally lift my freaking blood pressure. I'm not that person anymore. I'm not that person anymore. My mom and my sister used to have to tell me, don't talk like that. Stop talking like that. Stop bringing that up. I constantly kept bringing up stuff. Just negative stuff. Bad stuff. About situations. My mom constantly used to tell me, stop saying the word never all the time. You're always using that word. I can't even think of the last time that I used the word never more than once in a day, more than two or three times in a day. It was just very consistent that I had a very negative vocabulary, a very negative way of thinking. I've had faith and I've believed in things. But when my life was in a turmoil and I was going through a very rough, unstable time, it was hard for me to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It was hard for me to see the end of the race. It was hard. It was difficult. I never thought I was going to move out of my mother-in-law's house. I lived in my mother-in-law's house for 5 years, guys. 5 years. And yes, she is a lovely person. But that is her house. People came in and out of her house whenever they felt like it. When I was having a not so kind day, there were times that I didn't want to mingle and socialize. And living in the house forced me to have to be social. Tell me how I started going on a rant and then this thing stopped recording. Now, I don't even know if I want to say the story over. Jesus, help me. I'm going to try. For some reason, I have to, let me see something. Okay, I'm going to try again. I decided to try again. I paused the recording. I took a deep breath in, did my box breathing. Anyways, the one story that came to mind was, now I'm going to have to continue to record on my laptop and not on my phone because I'm using, today I decided to use the Podbean recording tool that they have because I've never used it. I like to learn new things. I like to try things out and see how they work for me. It only messed up this one time that I just stopped recording without me telling it to stop recording. Let's see what happens. Now, the one story that comes to mind about one of the difficult situations I lived in is whenever my mother-in-law used to get drunk, she used to tell me stories about how her friends, now she never named names, but she used to tell me her friends were telling her and would always bring up the fact that her son could do better and they didn't think I was cute enough for him. She states that she always used to defend me and tell them, but to me, it did at the time when I heard the story, it didn't sound like defending me, because you telling someone that it's their heart that matters, or that they have a kind heart, that you only care about the heart, you're also affirming to them that you also believe that I'm ugly and that you also believe that your son can do better. Now, at the time, it was very hurtful to be constantly hearing every time she got drunk the same story. Oh, my friends, they think. So it came a time where I was like, it's probably not even your friend saying that. It's probably you saying that and you're just throwing subs and you're not going to be straight up and tell me. But guess what? I don't really care. I don't really care if you think I'm ugly or not. If your son likes me, that's what matters to me. I've never let other people's opinion make me insecure. I know what I look like. I know what this chocolate goddess looks like. I know what I look like. I know that I'm thick. I know in the medical term, I am morbidly obese. I know that. You think I haven't been hearing from Dominican folks where I grew up at that I'm fat? I've been hearing that my whole life. So other people thinking that I'm ugly because I'm fat, it's not my business. It's not my problem. Now, I use common sense, so I would always tell myself whenever negative thoughts came into my mind about those opinions, that she thought I was ugly and her friends thought I was ugly, blah, 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 I would tell myself, check your life and check their life. Yes, I am living in my mother-in-law's house. Yes, I'm not financially stable, but I have a man. Point me to the friends that are talking, because 9 times out of 10, those friends of my mother-in-law's that are talking, they don't got no man. So, are y'all hating or what are we doing? Because y'all think I'm fat and ugly, but I got a man. So is it jealousy? I don't know. You know, I don't know what was going on underneath that. And it wasn't my business. It wasn't my business. It used to piss me off that my mother-in-law would bring this up every time she got drunk about my appearance. And I would bring it to my partner. You know, I would bring it to my husband, my man, my boyfriend. I would bring it to him and he would tell me he doesn't care. He doesn't care about their opinions. Matter of fact, there was a point that my mother-in-law kept saying that I wasn't dating her son because her son hasn't presented me to her as his girlfriend. She was saying that for some time. Now, I knew that she liked me as a person, but I also knew that she didn't necessarily agree at the beginning of our relationship that he should be with me. Now, I don't know if it was a multiple of reasons why me having a child at the age of 21 that wasn't her son's, that might have been one of the reasons. One of the reasons might have been my appearances, my weight, my hair. I have 4C hair, kinky texture. I don't have European hair. I'm not light-skinned. I don't have European features. It could have been multiple reasons as to why she kept saying that. Why she wouldn't have the guts to say that when she was sober, I don't know. But every time she was drunk, she kept bringing that up. Oh, my son hasn't told me you're his girlfriend. I had to live through those things, guys. No, I didn't have to. Nobody made me. But I decided to go through those things.